Okay, right. Okay, we are on Yutes Amabes. Yutes Amabes. And the last statement that we had in the name of Rav Huna Brei Dav Yeshua was that everybody agrees that the third day of Avelis falls out on Erev HaRegel, Asa Berechitza Ad HaErev. It's also to wash right out of Erev. So I didn't mention it yesterday, but there's a machlokas between Rashi and Adaya in the Tosfos here. What exactly does it mean ad ha'erev? That if the third day falls out of Eregel, that also out of Erev. Rashi here says, Mamish until night. Ula Erev, across from where the Bach is, Ula Erev Rochis Besonin. And that night, which is Yantif, you can wash around Bitsonin. O Yamtid at Cholomoid, or Cholomoid and wash with Chamin. So again, this from that Rashi relates to the issue of showering on Yantif. In cold, how is it mutter to wash one around on Yantif? Not our topic now, but that's Rashi says, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Erev, at night, Rochis Besonin. Tosas quotes the writ, that the fifth wide line, Tosas said, no, Erev means what we thought yesterday, that is Miba Erev Yantif, from a little before Yantif. Doesn't actually mean Yantif, but it means a little bit before Yantif. That was the last statement of Rav Huna Brei Dav Yehoshua. So now we have another question. Ba'amine, six lines up. Ba'amine Abaya Meraba. Kavu beregel, regel olo lo the minyan shloshim, o ein regel olo lo the minyan shloshim. Somebody buries their relative on Yantif itself. When does shloshim start? When does the count of shloshim start? Le minyan shiva lo kami boyle. Shiva, for sure, that's not a question. Why? Do lo nohaga mitzvahs shiva beregel. Because there is no mitzvah of shiva on regel. So obviously shiva starts the counting after Yantif. That's not the question. Ki kami boyle le minyan shloshim do lo nohaga mitzvah shloshim beregel. My. So the question is, when does Shloshim start? Why? Because Shloshim is nohek on the regel. What's Shloshim? So Rashi quotes, you don't get a haircut on the regel, you don't do laundry on the regel, and those are similar, don't you do giyots on the regel. So you might not be doing things on Yantif, not because of Shloshim reasons, because of regel reasons, but it is also a nihugim of Shloshim. So the question the Gemara says is, fine, Shiva does not start, but does Shloshim start? The Keren Ora just gives pshat in the question of the Gemara. He says, the question is, do you ever have a case where you could start Shloshim before you start Shiva? Or is Shloshim just an additional point to Shiva? Shiva is 7 and Shloshim is 30. You know, it might be anti-definitional. Shloshim is 30 days, including from when Shiva started. That's the question of the Gemara. Eima mit avila zayin lo chayla lav umona achar regel hachana mi Shloshim lo yaschil de lo matzinu shiye minyin Shloshim kodil minyin zayin. You never have Shloshim before Shiva. O Dilma, no Zion Udain Regal Ola Kivan, no, maybe only Shiva. Avo Shloshim to Karnagam, it's a Shloshim Regal, Shapir Olun Lo. That is the question of the Gemara. Can Shloshim start without Shiva? Do you ever have a Metzias of Shloshim 30 without having 7? Yeah.
If Shloshim, if someone is sitting Shiva 2 days before Yantif.
Somebody's sitting Shiva 2 days before Yantif. And Yantif comes and stops Shiva.
How about someone passes away during Yantif? That doesn't happen.
Because it's different. If nothing got off the ground, there Shiva happened. And if Shiva happened, then Shloshim already kicked in also. The beginning of Shloshim, the first 7 days of Shloshim might have kicked in. But the difference between when something started and something didn't start yet. Here, the question we're going to talk about, the Gemara is not asking if it started already. If it started already, then for sure Yantif counts. But the question is, if it didn't start yet, just like Shiva didn't start, so too do you say by Shloshim. The line of the Gemara here, Laminyan Shiva lo kamei boyle. Shiva for sure, because there's no Shiva on Yantif. Obviously fits in better according to half the Rishonim and not the other half. Tosfos here says, to lo noagin, second to last Tosfos, miyu dvarim shiva tzina noagin. Tosfos, like the Ramban after him and like others, hold, many of the Chachmei Svarad hold, there is Avelus on Yantif, Bitsina. There is private Avelus Bitsina on Yantif. It doesn't count, but for the days of Shiva, but the Gemara here says, to lo noga mitzvah Shiva, that means Befar Hesya. They're not knowing mitzvah Shiva, but private it is. It's somewhat of a difficult way of reading the Gemara, but that's how a number of the Rishonim hold there is Avelus Shiva on Yantif have to hold. This Gemara fits in beautifully, though, according to the Rambam. The Rambam, Udi Imei, hold that there is no Shiva, period, on Yantif. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Avel, Yud Gimel, Perak Yud Alacha Gimel, Haragalim, V'chein Rashon of Yomi Kippurim, Ein Dover Midirei Avelus Noeg Bohen. Nothing. There's no Avelus on Yantif as well. As we said yesterday, Rav Soloveitchik said, because it's a Kiyum Shebelev. The Kiyum Shebelev of Simchas Yantif and of Avelus cannot coexist, and therefore there is no Avelus at all. Yeah, but the Dvar B'Shevet Sina, not even according to the Rambam, and that's how you read the Gemara. Again, there are Gemaras on both sides of the issue, but this Gemara definitely sounds like the Rambam. Okay, so that's the question of the Gemara. Can Shloshim start on Yantif when a person buries their dead on Yantif, even before Shiva? So my, what do we say? Amar Le Eina Ola. So Rabbi answered him, no, it does not count. Shloshim cannot start before Shiva. Esve, we ask a kasha from the Tosefta. Hakovres Beis Shri, I've been called the Meregel. The Tosefta has a Deya that says, if you bury your dead 2 days before the Yantif, Mone Chamisha Yamim Achar Haregel. The Mishnah was Meduyuk. The Mishnah that had said 3 days before means actually 3 days. That's what breaks Shiva. But if you only have 2 days of Avelus before Yantif, then you have to count another 5 after Yantif. According to this opinion, Avelus does not have to be consecutive. You could have it broken up in the middle. Umalachto na'asis al yedei acherim. During those days after Yantif, it's not as chamur as regular days of Shiva, because as we'll see, there were some nihugim on Yantif. Malacha can be done on your behalf by others. Tosis quotes Davar Ha'avid. Va'avada v'shivchosav osa b'tzina b'toch beiso. Even your own servants can do work in your house in those extra 5 days. Ve'ein rabim mizaskinimo. And during those 5 days afterwards, people don't come to be menachem, says Rashi. Why? Because they already were menachem on Yantif. They already were Menachem on Yantif, even though it didn't count for days of Shiva, but still there was Nichum Avelim. We'll talk more about this in a few minutes. There was Nichum Avelim on Yantif, and therefore they don't have to come after Yantif. Shekvar Nisasku Baba Regel. They already were Nisasek on Regel. In the Nichum Avelim, in the Tosfos says Sudas Havra, they already brought you food at the beginning. So therefore, and during those 5 days, they don't come. Klalo shel davar, the brisa continues. Kol shehu mishum avel, anything to do with you, the personal avel, regel mafsiko, the regel is mafsiko, and you have to do that again after yantif. The kol shehu mishum iskei rabim, but whatever is mishum iskei rabim, meaning regarding to others' behavior, ein regel mafsiko, then the regel is not mafsiko, it counts, the regel counts, and therefore they don't have to do that after yantif. We didn't get to the raya yet, but there's one other ha'ara. Tosfos here brings up Sudas Havra. It's an important Tosfos here. It's a little off the track, but here Tosfos says the last 5 lines of Tosfos in the top Tosfos. The Al Havra Pirish. What is the Sudas Havra? We know at the beginning of one's Avelus, one does not eat from their own food. So how long does that apply for? That is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rush. Tosfos says it applies to the entire first day. The entire first day of Avelus, no matter how many times you eat, you're not supposed to eat your own food. V'yalavra pirish l'kaman kol yom rishon aser le'echo mishalo afilu ochel shtei pamim bayom. Da'alokamar gemara su'udah rishona ela yom rishon. That's Tosfos Shita. The Rush here argues. The Rush says, no, yom rishon really just means su'udah rishona. The first meal that we eat is what is given to us by others, and that is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shin Ayin Ches, Sudas Havra, meaning the meal that the Minhag of Chai Yisrael is to eat by others. You come home to the Shiva house and there's food there, bread and eggs, and then you wash and you bench, and then you can eat whatever you want. That only applies to the first meal, not the first day. Tosfos says it's the whole first day. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rush. Also, lecho mishalo b'su'uda rishona, avol b'shniya mutter afilu b'yom rishon. That is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, paskening like the Rush against Tosfos. Tosfos brings that up. Continuing the brisa, kavru shlosha yamim b'sof haregel. Let's say one buries their dead within three days towards the end of Yantif. Monet shiva achar haregel. Get shiva, the entire shiva starts after Yantif, because you can't have no Shiva counts on Yantif. Arba Yamim Harishonim, the first 4 days after Yantif, Rabbi Mizaskinimo, people do Nichum Avelim because they only did it 3 days on Yantif, so you have to be Mashlim and have 4 more days. Shloshi Machronim, the last 3 days he's sitting Shiva after Yantif, Ein Rabbi Mizaskinimo, Shirin Kfar Nizaskin Beregel. Then the Rabbim do not come because they already were Nichum Menachim on Yantif. The regel olelo, last 3 words of the Tosefta, and the regel counts. So what do those 3 words mean? So my lava seifa. Don't we say maybe it's relating to the seifa, which means the last 3 days of the Yantif that he did not have Shiva, but it still can count towards Shloshim. That's how we're interpreting those three words now. And if that's true, if that's the right interpretation, then this Tosefta is a raya against Rabbah. Because Rabbah was our whole question, the original question. If somebody buries their dead on Yontif, fine, it does not, Shiva doesn't start for him, but the Shloshim starts. So we said no, but maybe Regal Olo means it does. So we say no raya, lo ha-resha. It could be those last three words are going back to the resha which said that if you bury your dead only 2 days before Yontif, so then Shloshim counts. Then Yontif counts for Shloshim. So therefore, there's no raya for that halacha. Again, important point, halacha l'maisa, the Ritva here quotes that when it says that if you, somebody dies on Yontif, if you start counting Shiva Yamim Achar HaRegel, it doesn't really mean Achar HaRegel. It means from Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni is only, in Chutz Laaretz, is only Midrabanan. So if somebody, Rachman al Aslan, it becomes an Avel, or can't become an Avel on Yontif, so then day one of Shiva is Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni, we don't do anything. We don't sit Shiva on Yontif Sheni, but that is the Ritva, and that is Halakha L'maisa. That is the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Shin Sadek Tes in Siv Beis, that if somebody's Kobra is based on a regal b'cholamoid, noeg denaninus, d'varim shebitzina, via regal olam minyan shloshim, shemashlim alav shloshim, that's what we do count it as shloshim, ula achar regal maskalim no shiva, uklejichlu shiva l'misa meis, where's the line about this? So when it says here, it says the Ritva, quoting Shulchan Aruch, Achar HaRegel doesn't literally mean Achar HaRegel, it means from Yontif Sheni. Because Yontif Sheni is Durabanan, and therefore Avelos can even start then. Especially if you hold, I mean, you're not going to get any Avelos Daraisa here, unless the person dies on the last day. Because the most the Rishonim say is Yom HaMisa and Yom Kippur is Daraisa. But so it's Durabanan. So Avelos is Durabanan, but still Durabanan, Durabanan, you can still count it as the first day of Shiva. So we knocked out the Raya to say that Shloshim counts. Again, our question is, if somebody dies on Yontif, can you count the rest of those days for Shloshim? For sure not Shiva, for Shloshim, we don't have any Raya yet. Right, is Yad HaShem a lower level Durabanam? Because the mitzvah of Avelos here would be Docheit. Maybe it's a lower level, Menachem HaSinu B'Yadeinu. Others say just the other way, that you want to strengthen it, you want to make sure people take it seriously. But that's not because of an inherent strength. It's because the worry, the chash, that it won't be taken seriously. Esve, so we try again. We have another brisa. Regel olalo yuminyan shloshim. We have a line that says the regel counts for shloshim. So this one's going to be explicit. Ketzad, kavru betchilas haregel. If somebody buries their dead at the beginning of Yontif, first or second day, mona shiver achar regel. You count Shiva a full 7 days after Yontif. And again, it's more lakula because it's further from the actual Yom HaMisa. Malacha can be done by others. If you have other v'shevchosav osav b'tzina b'toch beso, and his servants themselves can do work privately in his house, the aid rabbi misaskinimo. And nobody comes to him afterwards, shekvarnes asku b'regel, because they already came on regel. V'regel ololo. And the Yontif counts. So this is clear. You're talking about Yantif, you're talking about somebody dying on Yantif, and it says Regel Ololo, so it's mefurish that the Regel does count for Shloshim, and the Gemara says, Tiyufta, we reject Rabbah, who had said that the Regel does not count. So we do have a case that there is Shloshim, even though there is no Shiva. Shloshim starts before Shiva. Kiyasa Rabin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have Afilu Kavar Beregel. Exactly what we just said. Even if the big barrel is on the Regel, Shloshim start. V'chein Ori Le Rabbi Elazar Lorbi Pedas Brei Afilu Kavar Beregel. Even if the Kfur happened on Regel. Period. End of that sugya. Talk about this concept. That is, what's the Gemara? The whole Gemara assuming that there is a concept of Nichum Avelim on Regel. We're going to have it later on in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin. There is Nichum Avelim on the Regel. So let's take the Rambam Shita. According to the Rambam, there's no Avelos per Regel, not even Betzina. So what's Nichum Avelim on Regel? How can there be Nichum Avelim on Regel if there's no Avelos? The person's not in Shiva on Regel. So how could there be Nichum Avelim on Regel? So this is something that Rav Zhulti deals with in the Mishnah Yavis and Yerudeya and Siman Lamed Zayin. It's part of a larger Mareches, which hopefully we'll get to, maybe we'll talk about when we get up to Daf Chav Zayin. But just to give you the piece that's relevant to our issue. If you look also, if you remember this Gemara that of the Minhagim of Anshe Yerushalayim. If you remember that Gemara we had in Sukkah, where it said the Anshe Yerushalayim used to walk around all day with a lulav and esrix. It says, Lavaker Cholim lulav biyado. They go to Davin lulav biyado. Lenachem Aveilim lulav biyado. So that Gemara also says it. We don't focus on those two words usually. But let them say, what kind of Nicham Avelim is happening on Yantif? So Rav Zsolti says, what is the Mahus of Nicham Avelim? We know Bikur Cholov obviously is Chesed Imachai. Nicham Avelim, is that Chesed Imachai or Chesed Imames? So we usually assume it's Chesed Imachai. So there's definitely an aspect of Chesed Imachai when it comes to Nicham Avelim. Where Rav Zsolti says, there's an additional level of Chesed Imames by Nicham Avelim. What's his Raya? Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Beis. The Gemara there says, Amar of Yehuda, Meis She'im Lo Menachemin. Let's say somebody dies and they don't have any relatives. No relatives. So what happens? Holchin asara b'dei adam v'yoshvin bimkomo. 10 people go and sit in the house. That's the Gemara. The Rambam, when he quotes this, calls yoshvin bimkomo kovashivas avimei avelus, and he quotes another line, v'shar ha'am miskabasin alehen. And then other people come and visit them. Meaning they act out nichum avelum. According to the Rambam, and the Meiri says it also, they're on that Gemara in Shabbos, Kuftin Beis. What are they doing? There's no Avelim. There's no relatives. Says Rav Zsolti, based on the Meiri over there, based on the Rambam. Nicham Avelim is Chesed Imames. It's not just Chesed Imachai. To have comfort, to have Nechama in this spot, in the Bayish Al Ames, is itself a Chesed Imames. And therefore, even though there are no Avelim, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Beis. So says Rav Zsolti in the Mishnas Yaveis, that's what's going on here. Even according to the Rambam, there are no Avelim, that's true. But the Nicham Avelim that takes place is Chesed Imames. And that's what they're doing. They're coming to be Menachim, the Avel, but that act is not really an Avel. The Gavra doesn't have a shame Avel. But still, that could count as Chesed Imames. The Chiddush of our Gemara is that once you do that, you don't have to do the separate Chesed Imachai after Yontif. You're already Yotze, you're already with Nisasi Beregel. But that's the Chiddush of that Gemara in Shabbos. And that is, Nicham Avelim is not just something Kavod Achai, but it's also Kavod Hames. And that's how he starts off, the whole discussion starts off with a Rambam's Yireli. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avel, Yireli, let's say you have to go pay a Shiva call and you have to visit somebody in the hospital. Where should you go first? What should you do first? So the Rambam says, Yireli, Shenechamas Avelim Kodim Lebikir Cholim. Nicham Avelim comes first. Shanicham Avelim Gimilas Chesed Imachayim Ve'im Hamesim. And Bikur Cholim is only Chesed Imachay. So the Rambam says, Beferish, that there are these both aspects, Chesed Imachay or Chesed Im Hamesim. So the Rambam, if you want to look it up, it's Rambam Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Zayin. Yeah.
What can you say that it's much more simple, that there might not be a halacha of Nicham Avelim, but you can still go to the guy's house and not
okay, so maybe there's no halacha, but you still go to the guy's house. But would that be fulfillment of the mitzvah? Meaning, if it's not halachically recognized as nechama, there is some. Is he in mourning? Halachically, he can't be. You're right. He emotionally he is, but again, is that halachically recognized as a nicham?
If you show up, it certainly helps.
100%. If you show up, it certainly helps. But would that pater you from doing it after yontif? There's a mitzvah of nicham avelim when somebody's an avel. So halachically, he's an avel after yontif. So if you just made him feel good on a practical level and not on a halachic level, so then why should that pater you from after Yontif? Should you? Of course you should go. When I say you should, of course you should go. Well, guy feels it much worse.
No, not by Erev Tumah. Could you make an Erev Tumah if it's not a mitzvah?
Could you make an Erev Tumah if it's not a mitzvah?
Right. So we had said there, Rashi said that it is a mitzvah. But
uh-huh.
What Menachem's saying,
it's
not a mitzvah.
Right,
if it's outside the Tumah.
Right. Uh-huh. If it's outside the tchum, if you can only go to the sarach mitzvah. So this would be an afkamin if it's the sarach mitzvah. Okay. Okay. Weiter. Tanur Abanan. Next Gemara. Kiyim kvias hamita shloshiyam kodem aregel in azrach lechosach aregel. If somebody did kvias hamita 3 days before the regel, which means if they had shiva, it picks kvias hamita, but it really means any aspect of shiva. If somebody was did something before shiva, in azrach lechosach aregel, then you're finished after yadiv. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'chavam omrim, afil yom echad, afil shah achas. You don't need 3 days before. Even one minute before Yantif, which is what we paskin, is enough to be Bavatal Shiva, and there's nothing afterwards. Amar Blazer Reb Shimon, Heinin Diver Beishama, Heinin Diver Beisilo. This is really a machlokas. Beishama Beisilo. Shem Beishama Omrim. Shlosha Yamim Ubeisilo Omrim Afilu Yom Echad. 3 days, 1 day. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba. Amar Rav Yochanan. Va'amri La. Amar Lahu Rav Yochanan. Rav Chia Bar Abba. Ul Rav Huna Afilu Yom Echad. Afilu Sha'a Achas. Even one moment. Rava Amar, Halacha Katana Didan to Amar Shlosha. The Halacha is like our the Tana Didan, like our Mishnah that says 3 days. Ravina Ikla Lasura de Pras. He came to the place Sura near the Euphrates, near the river Pras. Amrle Rav Chaviva Ravina Hilchamai. Amrle Afilu Yomecha Afilu Shah Achas. Period. Pashtus of our Gemara is that, as the Gemara says, Beis Shammai says 3 days, Beis Hillel says 1 day. Pashtus of our Gemara is that our Mishnah is the Lali but the Hilchasa. Our Mishnah says 3 days, that's Beis Shammai. Really, we passing like Beis Hillel, that's 1 day. Tosfos therefore has his question. Tosfos Ibn Raskal Amar, Kashali, we have a rule that Rabbi Yochanan always passes like a Stam Mishnah. Zachar Rabbi Yochanan here say Afilu Shah Achas, that's against the Stam Mishnah, which is like Beis Shammai. Tosfos does not answer the question. The Marav Ronsberg here, Bezalel Ronsberg, suggests maybe that's why Rashi does such a dechika. Why Rashi says such a difficulty? What does Rashi say? If you look at Rashi back on our Mishnah, and the Bach and the Gra asked this question over there, the Bach of the Gilyon HaShas, Rashi says in our Mishnah, 3 days is Lav Dafka. It means 1 minute. That's what Rashi said, 3 days is Lav Dafka. The Bach there and the Gilyon HaShas says there must have been a mistaken Talmud that put that piece of Rashi in. Because our Gemara says Beferish that it's 3 days. And there's a Shita that says 3 days. What's Rashi talking about that it's Lav Dafka? So the Marav Ronsberg says that no, that Rashi doesn't want to line up Beis Shammai with our Mishnah. Beis Shammai wants to line up Beis Hillel with our Mishnah, so that Rabbi Yochanan is like a Stam Mishnah. So that's why Rashi there says it's Lav Dafka, and that's why Rashi here, what does Tana Didan mean? Our Tana. So Pashas it means the Tana of the Mishnah, but look at the R Rashi. It says, Hainu Tana Debraisa! And then on the side it changes it to the Mishnah. So the Marav Ronsberg says, no, Rashi's Beduyuk. It's Dafka Braisa. Because Rashi doesn't want to line up Ishama with our Mishnah, then you'll have the Kasha of Tosfos. So that's why he changes it. He changes. It says three in the Mishnah is Lav Dafka. Once three in the Mishnah is Lav Dafka, so then you could say, when it says Tana Didani, it means the Tana of the Braisa. And the Braisa is three, and the Mishnah is one. That's why Rashi does what he does. Okay. Yasiv, also, why does it say Kiyim Kfiyas Hamita? Why doesn't it just say if somebody died? So the Ritva says, because there must be some Nihug of Avelus before Yantif. If somebody just buries their dead before Yantif, the second before it's Shkia, and you don't do any Nihugim, then it's as if Avelus didn't start. It Dafka says Kiyim Kfiyas Hamita, because you have to do something. What we do, that's why we put on our shoes at the cemetery. We switch our shoes and we walk through the shura there. So even on before Yantif, let's say on a regular Tuesday afternoon, and you come home. Let's say by the time you drive back from the cemetery, it's going to be after Shkia. So you're not going to be able to count that first day as a day of Shiva. So that's why we bring our shoes. We change our shoes because the din of an Avel starts right after Kvura. So we bring our shoes to the cemetery and change them there. That's the first already Nihug of Avelus. Shiva already started right then. So that's why the Ritva says here, it's Meduyik Dafka, you have to have a Nihug of Avelus. Is it that in addition, you do it together? You do the shoes and you walk with it. What if you just had the Shura? If you just had the Shura, so maybe that would be enough too. That's also a Nihug because people say, I'm Akam Yinachay to you. Unless you say that's the Menachemim, but not you. But again, I think that would be enough as well. But again, because you're an Avel, then that's why we bring our shoes. Okay, Yosef, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Chiya Sardafka, Akilol Rabbi Yisrael Ben Elazar. They were sitting on his porch, on Rabbi Yisrael Ben Elazar's porch. Navik Milsa Biminayu. So they started discussing Minayin Lavila Shiva. How do you know? Yesterday we had. How do you know Shloshim? So we learned that from Nazir. So what's the Makor in the Torah for Shiva or Tanakh? Dechsiv Yafati Chakeichem LaEvel. I turned your Yantif into a day of Evel. Ma Chag. So even though the pasuk is contrasting, but we are the just is comparing. Ma Chag Shiva Avelus Shiva. Just like Yantif is 7 days, the normal regular Yantif. So do Avelus is 7 days. Maybe we're talking about Shavuos. Maybe Shavuos. How do you know it's the 7 day Yantif? Why the Ritva says Tafasta Mu'at Tafasta. Why do you want to pick the short? The Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta. We have to pick the smallest one. So Ematzeres Tachad Yoma. So Homi Baile. No. You're right. We do darshan it for 1 day also, but in another sense. Kidrei Shlakish. The Amrei Shlakish. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Minayin Lishmua Rachoka. Sheino Hekas Al Yomachad. How do you know that if you hear about a relative's death a long time? We'll get to what long time means in a second. A long time after the death. How do you know there's only 1 day of Avelus? Dechsiv, Yafakta Chagechem La'Evel, V'yashchana Tzeres, Te'ikri Chad, Yoma Chag. And Shavuos is 1 day, so that's how it can, so we say yes seven, and yes one. Seven on a regular time, and one when it is a Shmua Rechoka. Ask Tosfos, why don't you say Sukkis, which is 8 days? Once you're going away from one, why don't you say Sukkis? Tosfos says, no, Sukkis is 7 days. Shmini Atzeres is Chag b'fnei Atzmo. That's why it's going to be 8 days. Pazar Kashav, it's only regal b'fnei Atzmo. Then Tosfos asks the question that we've dealt with many times. And Tosfos says, you're looking for a makor for Shiva? How about a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi? Vayas la'aviv evil shivas yamim. The Bnei Yaakov, the Shvatim, sat Shiva for Yaakov for 7 days. Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, Tosfos says his own answer, and that is, you can't bring a raya from there because there Yaakov wasn't buried yet. They sat Shiva before he was buried. They sat Shiva in Mitzrayim, then they brought him up. So that's not a normal Shiva. That's not a normal, that's before the Kvura. So that's not a regular Shiva, number one. Then Tosfos goes to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, it's a famous Tosfos. Tosfos Yiras Chalma. Yerushalmi says, Ein lemeidim mikodem matan Torah. We don't learn from before Matan Torah, the topic of Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. We don't learn from before Matan Torah. We've discussed this many times in the past. Right, the most important makor in the whole sugya is the Pirush Mishnayos in Chulin Daf Kuf, where the Rambam says that everything that we do b'zman hazeh, even if the history of a mitzvah might be before Matan Torah, Bris Milah, Gid Hanasheh, Tefillah, Avelus, all of these, the history of mitzvos. We might learn messages of mitzvos from before Matan Torah, but the Rambam says, Sim klal zeh beinecha, listen to this klal. The reason that we do mitzvos, that mitzvos are binding upon us, is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. After all, Taryag mitzvos nemar lo Moshe Misinai, we got 613. It doesn't say 606 with seven holdovers. Right? It says Taryag mitzvos nemar lo Moshe Misinai. We have 613. So that's this Tosfos in the name of the Yerushalmi. Again, it's not 100% clear because once in a while we do seem to learn something from before Matan Torah. The Maariv Chayis here says there's a steer in the Yerushalmis because this Yerushalmi says you don't learn before Matan Torah. But we had earlier in Daf Ches that the Yerushalmi quotes, what's the source for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha? Malei Shavu Azos by Lavan. Don't have two Sheva Rakas for my daughters together. You know, one and one. So therefore that's Yerushalmi. The Maariv Chayis says, Sarachim, steer in Yerushalmis. Some Achrona, I think Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that maybe the difference is between bona fide halachis and kind of nimusim, nice ideas and manners. You know, the zriza makdim la mitzvahs you learn that from Avraham Avinu. You know, certain types of, you know, more meta halachic issues we learn out maybe before Matan Torah. But bona fide halachis, maybe not. Okay, so maybe we'll talk more about it at the end, again, if we have time. Well, let's continue first. Tana Rabbana. Shmua krova nohege shiva ushloshim. Shmua rechoke inohege zel yomechad. A shmua krova, if you hear about a ptira very soon, you have regular shiva ushloshim. Shmua rechoke is only one day. Ezu ikrova, ezu rechoka. What's a krova? What's a rechoka? Betoch krova betoch shloshim. Rechoka lachar shloshim. Krova is within 30 days of the ptira, and rechoka is after 30 days. What about day 30? 2 days on the rif. Day 30, 2 days in the rift. What is it like before or like after? Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it goes by day 30. V'chachamim omrim, and Shmua Krova, it has full avelus, Shivan Shloshim, and Shmua Rechoka has 1 day. V'chachamim omrim, no. Achashua Krova, Achashua Rechoka, no heka Shiva Ushloshim. V'chachamim say, even Shmua Rechoka has Shiva and Shloshim. Amar Rav Achad, Amar B'Yochanan, Kol Makam Shad Demotze Yochan Meikel Rav Machmir Malacha Karabim. Usually the rule is, you always go follow the majority, Chutz Mizu, except for this, Sha'af Alpish Rabbi Akiva Meikel V'Chavim Machmirin, even though here, Rabbi Akiva is the Meikel, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. We still pass it like Rabbi Akiva, the Arba Shmuel, like we had yesterday, Halacha K'Divriya Meikel Ba'avel. When it comes to Avelus, we pass it like the Meikel, and therefore we paskin by Yishmua Rechoka, it is only 1 day. Asks the Rush, fascinating question, in Simin Tzadik Vav. Again, there are 100 simanim in this parak. So the fourth to last one, Simin Tzadik Vav. What happens if a Rachman al-Tzadik Katan loses their relative? A Katan, 12-year-old boy, and during Shloshim, he becomes a Gadol. Does he have to sit Shiva again? Because when he said Shiva the first time, he wasn't Mechuyev. He was Mufka. And then, now, it's Shmuel Krova. According to everybody, Shmuel Krova. So is it like he's hearing it now? So the Rif, the Rush quotes his Rebbe, the Maharami Rutenberg, got it to Shiva again. So the Maharami Rutenberg, Mishamezav v'imo v'yikadam osa shah, v'kodam shah v'gulab ad yomim, nasa ben yud gimel, nireli d'chayev lis abel mishahigdil zayin v'lamid. You have to do it again. He says, Yud Beis Chodesh, I'll give you. Okay, Yud Beis Chodesh only goes by the Yom HaMisa. But, says the Maharami Rutenberg, a Katan has to do it again. Kiva the Mishas Misa lo hayroi lehis abel, yifter olamis, you don't say that. Lesa, dein dichay, it's a mitzvos he gets into, and therefore that's the Maharami Rutenberg's. The Rush says, yeah? usually Shiva and Shloshim you work from the day you find out about it. Here it did, but maybe you would say that the first, not the first year, Yahrzeit every year after the first year. The first year there's a discussion in the poskim.
Let's say you find out 60 days after.
So it might be, right? Might
so the first year you might have
correct. It might have to wait till you basically hold this from then. But the Rosh argues on his Rebbe here. The Rosh says, V'yafal gav de'in meshivin es ari l'acharmoso, even though you're not supposed to wake up the lion after the lion dies. That means after my Rebbe dies, I'm not supposed to argue with him. Mikom akob torah hi v'lo bonari tzarech. V'tofas adios asvara sheish l'chalek. He says, between something, a gavr that wasn't mechuyiv at all, v'yomak agar makatan. The b'shash ha'ilo l'sabel niftar machmas katno, paka mimenu chiyiv avelis la'olam. So the Rosh argues, right? Similar discussion. Got to talk about this Rosh in the Sfiras Omer discussion, right? Where Katan should have up a Sfiras Omer, different cheetahs about what he's supposed to do. All different cheetahs. Some poskim say that even if he was counting, he cannot continue counting because he missed the beginning. Some say even if he didn't count up till now, he could start now because, you know, he didn't miss anything. And the others say, no, if he counted, he counted. If he continued, he can continue. If not, not. All different cheetahs, but this relates to that as well. Okay, right. Rav Chanina found out Ishmua Rechoka from his about his father. That was the psak, only one day. It's Beit Chozoi, where the retirement homes were. Again, he hears from Beit Chozoi and from about his mother, and he only has one day. Eisvei, is it really true? It's one day. We have a brisa that says, when do you say that Shua Rechok is only one day? That's only by the five relatives, the five primary relatives, not including parents. Brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. But the brisa says that for a parent, even a Shmua Rechoka has Shivu Shloshim. So the Gemara says, Amarle, no, Yechidahi. That's a singular Shita. It means that we don't pass it like that Shita. The Tanya, because the brisa says, Mesechus Smachos, Maiso Mes Aviv Shal Rabbi Tzadok Beginzik, Vahodi Ulacha Shalosh Shanim, finds out about his father's death after 3 years. So you see, there is a sheet out there that says Shiva and Shloshim, and it's not a Yachid, because it says Zachinim She'imo. So really what it just means is that we don't pass it like that Shita. You're right, that's a Shita, but we don't pass it that way. Period. Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya, yes. Are there two Elisha ben Avuya, some Rishonim say, or is this the Elisha ben Avuya? But that's maybe that's why he's called a Yachid, even though there are people with him. He's a Yachid. Either way, we don't paskin like this Brisa. Okay, period. Next, Ukshemes Benoshol, Rabbi Achya, when the son of Rabbi Achya, Begola, died, Yashav Shiva Shloshim, Rabbi Achya sat Shiva and Shloshim, and this was about a Shmuel Rechoka for Rabbi Achya. Ain't is it really true? But we have a story about Rabbi Chia. And the assumption of the Gemara now is that Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Achya are the same person. But we have a story about Rabbi Chia that he did not sit Shiva and Shloshim. Ve'eni v'harav bar achua d'Rabbi Chia. D'hu bar achta d'Rabbi Chia. Rav, who was the son of the brother and the sister of Rabbi Chia. How do you get that? So Rashi explains that he was the son of his half-brother and his half-sister. Rav's father was Rabbi Chia's half-brother and half-sister was Ivo, and there was another girl and another woman, and they had Rav. So Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle from two sides. It was his mother's brother, and it was his sister's brother. That's how you work it out. That's what it says here. So Rav was the son of the brother of Rabbi Chia, who was the son of the sister of Rabbi Chia. He saw a glass when he went to Eretz Yisrael. Amrle, Abba Kayam. So his uncle asked him, Abba, is my half-brother still alive? Abba Kayam. So Rabbi Chia answers, Amrle, Rav answers, Ima Kayemes. Your mother's alive. Amrle, Ima Kayemes? Amrle, Abba Kayam. Or some say, Rashi says, he asked him as a question. He said, my father alive? He said, is your mother alive? Is my mother alive? Is my father alive? In other words, he didn't want to answer him with the negative report that they were not. So Amarlei, so the uncle, Rabbi Chia, gets the message that they had both had been nifter. So Amarlei the Shamish, he tells his Shamish, Chalotzli Minali, take off my shoes, right? Meaning he's doing Avelus. But then, take my towel and follow me to the shower. Follow me to the bathhouse. Shmami Natlas, you learn three things from this story. Shmami no Avel Asabidilas Asandal. Number one, that an Avel takes off his shoes. Shmami no Shmuel Rechoka Inu Heglas Lobby Amechad. Number two, that Shmuel Rechoka is only one day, right? Because that was it. He was about to take a shower. Shmami no Mixes Yem Kakulo. And it's only a little bit of the day is already enough. And that's why he does Avelis and he goes to take a shower. So that's what you learn three things from the story. But question mark. Why? Because we have a stira. We have the story that Rabbi Achya sat Shiva for his son. He did it for 7 days and 30 days by Yeshua Rechok. And here's only one day. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Chiya Lechud, Rabbi Achya Lechud. Two different people. There's no stira between the people. The Ritva here quotes, there are two other Shmaminos from this story. Right, there are three Shmaminas listed in the Gemara, but the Ritva says two more. Shmamina, that you're misabel by the edus of a relative. Misabel al-pikarov. Right, that his karov said him, so you don't need real edus. Even misabel al-pikarov. Number one. Number two, there, if your shmur rechoka one day could count for two avelim. He found that about his brother and his sister here. And Ziad, he only did 2 minutes. Right, so he says, misablim al-shnayim b'shmur rechoka b'yom echad. Even two Shmur Rechokas the same day can be counted. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos says one more. Tosfos says, why don't we don't see that he taught Kriya here. So maybe we could prove, something we're going to talk about later, is there a Chi of Kriya by a Shmur Rechoka? So maybe we could prove for me that there was no Chi of Kriya. So Tosfos says, Lo Re'inu Ein Araya. You can only bring a Raya from something that was done, not from something that was not done. No Raya is by omission. That's Lo Re'inu Ein Araya. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, right. Amr Yosi Bar Avin Shama Shmua Kurova Beregel Ulamosi Shabbos Lamosi Aregel Nasis Rechoka. Let's say the last day of Shmua Kurova, day 30, day 29, whatever you hold, was on Yantif. But by the time Yantif finished, it was already Shmua Rechoka. So is that called Shkrova? When you found out about it, it was Krova. But then when you started being Noeg Avelos, it was Rechoka. So the Gemara says Ola Lo Bin Noeg Eliyom Echad. You only do one day. You go by when after Yantif finishes. Tani Rabbi Ada, Dibin Kesri, Kami Rabbi Yochanan, Shama Shmua Krova B'Shabbos. What happens? The same thing about Shabbos. You hear about Shmua Krova on Shabbos. Well, the Moses Shabbos Shabbos Rechoka in Noagel B'Yom Echad. Again, a bigger Kiddush, because on Shabbos, Avelus is Bitsina. But still, because the full Avelus doesn't apply until afterwards, and by the time that kicks in, it is a Shmua Rechoka, still you only do one day. Korea o eno korea. Ask the Gemara. In this type of case, this is the way Rashi reads this line of the Gemara. In this type of case where there's a delayed, you find out during Krova, but then by the time you do it, it's Rechoka, do you tear Kriya there or not? The assumption is that a regular Shmua Rechoka does not tear Kriya. But here you really found out about it by Krova. But still, you know, well, there is only going to be one day because it turned into a Rechoka. Do you do Kriya there or not? So Rabbi Mani Amar Eino Korea, Rabbi Chanina Amar Korea. Machlokas, whether you tear Kriya or not. So Amar Rabbi Mani, Rabbi Chanina. Bish Lamaladidi, Rabbi Mani says to Rabbi Chanina, I make sense, the Amina Eino Korea, that there's no Kriya, why? Hainu Dulo Ika Vila Shiva. There's no Shiva. There's no Shiva, there's only one day, so there's no Kriya. Kriya and Shiva go together. Eloditacht Amar Korea, Kriya Bola Shiva Miika. But you say you do Kriya, but there's no Shiva here. When do you ever have Kriya without a Shiva? You can't, therefore I'm right. Brackets, the Rishonim point out, this doesn't, sometimes you do find it, for example, let's say a Sefer Torah Shenisraf, Sefer Torah Shenafal, you tear Kriya. If you're in the room where there's somebody who's Niftar, you tear Kriya. There's no Shiva there if you're not related. So, but this means Prati, Avelus Prati. There's no Avelus Prati that has Kriya without Shiva.
Like
your Rebbe, your Gadol Hador, read all those. We're going to have those Gemaras later on. So ask the Gemara, is that really true? I'll give you an example. Delo, Bahatanya, we have a Brisa. Isi Abu Rabbi Zera, Barmila Achua Rabbi Zera. Isi, the father or the brother of Rabbi Zera, Kamei Rabbi Zera came in front of Rabbi Zera and said, "Mishein lo alachalak lekroa." Somebody doesn't have a shirt to tear. If it is damin lo betok shiva and he gets one during shiva korea, then he tears it during shiva. Li achar shiva eino korea. But if it's after shiva, you don't tear anymore. Ani Rabbi Zera Basre. When Rabbi Zera heard this brisa, he said, "Ba'med Rama Murim bechamisha meisei mitzvah." That only applies by the five non-parents relatives. But the father and mother, even after Shiva, you do Kriya. Haraya. No matter how far you get, you're going to have Kriya without Shiva. So isn't that a Raya? So the Gemara says, no. Gitanya hilo kavod av v'imo. That's not a real Kriya. That's just Altz kavod, you'll do the Kriya for the father and the mother, even by Yishmua Rechoka. But it doesn't mean Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, Rabbi Mani answers back, you don't find Kriya without Shiva. The Ron here just notes, we're talking about Kriya after Yontif, after Shabbos. What happens if you did Kriya on Shabbos? You find out you did Kriya on Shabbos. It's the Navera. So the Ron says, quoting the Gemara as we had it back in the Sefer Shabbos, the Ron says, Hakareya b'Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Yatsu Yidei Kriya. You do your Yatsu Yidei Kriya. Ask the Ran, what's the difference between this and Matzah Gzula? Matzah Gzula, Misababavera. So what's the difference between tearing? Why should you be Yotzi your mitzvah of Kriya? Mitzvah of Kriya, separate, there's a mitzvah of Avelis and a mitzvah of Kriya. Why should you be Yotzi your mitzvah of Kriya? Isn't it like Matzah Gzula? So the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi that says, Mitzvah Baba Avera is only with a Chepsa Shal Mitzvah. Matzah Gezula, Matzah Gufa Avera. Avalhacha Hu Avid Avera. He did an Avera. But there's no Chepsa, it's not a, the Begad is not a Chepsa Shal Mitzvah. You have to do a Maisa Kriya. And therefore, right, if you come into your house and your Begad is already torn, well, you don't have to tear Kriya? Of course you have to tear Kriya. There's a Mitzvah of Kriya, it's on the Gavra. And Mitzvah Baba Avera, according to the Ran, is only on the Chefza. Again, he quotes the Yerushalmi there. It could be the Bavli doesn't hold like this. Again, big mitzvah Baba Avera discussion, but that's the Ran brings it up here, so we mentioned it here as well. Tanu Rabbanan, Vayter. Kol Amar Parshas Kohanim Shekohen Mitamei Lahen, Avel Misabel Lahen. Anyone who a Kohen is Mitamei for, an Avel is Misabel for. Important Rambam, the Rambam writes in Aseh Lamed Zayin, he includes both, he includes Avelus in the mitzvah Aseh. By Tumas Kohanim, there is a mitzvah for Kohen to be Matami himself or his relatives. Included in there, he says, Avelus for everybody. It's a mitzvah of Avelus and to be Matami for a relative. So very much talked about Rambam. Aseh Lamed Zayin. The Eluhain, who are the ones that the Kohen and the Avel have to go for? Ishto, Aviv Imo, Achiv Achoso, Brobito. Seven relatives, spouse, mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter. Hosifo Alayhen, Midrabanon, we were Mosif, a few more relatives. Achiv Achoso, Habesula, Meimo, maternal. Because paternal relatives are really the Daraisa relatives. Maternal relatives, half siblings from the mother's side, we also do Avelus, but that's only Midrabanan. V'yachosu nesua bein me'aveh bein me'imo, a married sister, either paternally or maternally, says Machlokas, we've shown him here, is this included even only on a Drabanan level, or is this even Daraisa? That's a discussion in the poskim. And now we have another halacha. Ukashem shemisabal alayin kach misabal ashniim shalayin divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, not only do you mourn for these relatives, but you even mourn if these relatives are sitting shiva for some of their progeny. For some of their relatives. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, ina misabal ela al ben benova al avi aviv. No, the only one that you do avelus for besides your seven relatives is a grandson or a grandfather, meaning only a direct line. No, anybody you sit shiva for, and they're sitting shiva, you sit shiva with them. Isn't shita number one and shita number three the same? No, the machlokas is you only have to do it if you're in the house with them, or even if you're not in the house. Like they told their sons, only in front of them, and not in front of them. Let's just finish some stories, and then we'll say halacha l'maisa. Maruk v'shachav le'bar chamua. Maruk's brother-in-law died. Right, his father-in-law's son. Sarva l'meisav alei shivu shloshim. He wanted to sit shiv and shloshim for them. Al Rafuna l'gabei. Rafuna went to just say hello to him. Ashkache, he found him like doing nihuki avelus. Amalei sudanaisa bois l'meichal. You want to eat sudanaisa, which was like a food of avelim? La'amr l'chvod ishto alachamav v'chamoso. No, if your wife is sitting shiva, only for her parents you sit shiva with her, but not for her brother. The Tanya, Mishameis Chaviv Chamoso, if one of the in-laws die, and a Rashi Alaka v'Ishol Yos Bechalat Yos Bokases, Elakofa Mitaso v'Noegima Avelus. You're Noeg with her Avelus. V'chein he Shameis Chameo Chamosa in a Rashi Ligos Bechalat Yos Bokases, and also if his Shameis Chameo or Chamosa, where his father-in-law or mother-in-law died, she cannot be forced to put on makeup. She sits avelos with him. So we have one brisa that says that they each should do avelos for each other. We have another brisa that says no. Even though a person cannot force his wife when she is shiva to put on the regular makeup, she can still pour wine for him. And she makes his bed. And she can wash his hands. So what do you mean he said shiva with her? So what kind of hand washing is there? What kind of bed making is there? Kashina dadi. Elav shmamina, kan b'chamav, kan b'chamoso, krovim shmamina. So that's the riot, that if a wife is sitting shiva, only if for the in-laws do we say that it, that the other person has to sit Shiva also, but not for Shah Krovim, Tanya Nami Yachi, also in the Braisa, Lo Amr, L'chvodisho, Al-Lacham, V'cham, Osobovad, period. This whole idea that we've spoken about the past 15 lines, that you sit Shiva with somebody who is sitting Shiva. If one of your relatives is sitting Shiva, you sit Shiva with him. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah says, we don't do it today. The Ramah says, we're not allowed to do it today. It's a minhag hedyotos. If it's done today, the Ramah says that in Shin Ayin Dal of Sivav, that we don't do that, one shouldn't do that. There is no even chumr lachachila to do that based on the Rishonim. Bisman hazeh, there's mafila, that whole thing doesn't apply bisman hazeh. So we only sit Shiva for our seven relatives. If one of our relatives is sitting Shiva, Rachman al-Islan, we do not sit Shiva. There are no nihugim of avelos with them. Okay, we'll stop here. And everybody should have a guten Shabbos, a guten Shabbos agadol. Enjoy the history and the making of everybody throughout Klal Yisrael, hearing drushes for like the past thousands of years. And Hashem will meet up again on Sunday. Okay, gotta go pick up my son.